Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
I'm CG Erickson.
And we have with us
John Collins. Thanks for having me, guys.
Woo!
I got to announce my own name. That's so weird. But I guess you guys just did it. I'm just used to you guys saying my name.
Yeah, no, normally. This is good. Sorry. I don't think we've ever had a super opening. Us three. But anyway.
We're awkward people.
Yeah. I just think it's always awkward. Like, when you see a host on TV and they're too smooth, they don't even feel human anymore. Like, Ryan Seacrest feels like a robot, almost. Just the way he talks and his cadence, and it's perfect. And, you know, I still have all the ums and the awkwardness and all that.
No, it's definitely a good idea to not seem very professional and like you have it together. So, this is why it's not going that well for Ryan Seacrest and Steve Harvey and people like that. They're too polished.
In my opinion.
Seacrest is like a mini god to me.
Ew.
Like, I want to hang out with him, but I think it would be so weird how small he is. Because he doesn't seem small to me on TV.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's super small.
Same with
small.
Tom Cruise.
Whenever you're reminded that he's small, you're like, oh, right, he is small. But I think that's... There's a thing about some little guys that are kind of perfect. Because it's like, yeah, he didn't... Because he's little.
He's not threatening, though.
Right.
I think that helps.
And honestly, it's like he's very, you know, defined face. Like, everything is...
Oh,
he's
got sharp angles. The little guys definitely do have really defined faces. Mm-hmm. Like, their face is really manly. Have you ever noticed that? I have.
Yeah. He's got a good jaw on him, that Ryan Seacrest.
Bigger guys' face start to get fucked up. As they get bigger, it starts to get, like, a little more droopy and a little more fucked up, a little more ogre-ish. So, I'm glad... Gobble's noticed. You haven't, but I have.
I have noticed. The bizarro you that I sent you the picture of, which I might have been off the mark because I thought it was genius. I sent it to you guys. You're like, okay. But
I saw little elements.
Dude, he definitely, like...
He looked
it was
like he
siege,
was a melting
but, like, missing a chromosome or two. Like, it was a little bit off. But he was Siege if Siege... I think what I said was if Siege got an office job and just sat around all day and didn't hit the gym too hard.
That's all, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like Siege got soft.
Yeah. That's a good call.
I thought it was. Fuck y'all.
All right, first topic. I guess it's bucket lists. We don't have to go fully into bucket lists, but I just wanted to say I never need to bungee jump. Like, some people have these really risk-taking things that they have to do, and I'm just like... I look, and whenever I see someone bungee jumping, I'm like, I do not need to do that, ever.
I want to, like, be in a war from my bucket list, just like I was in a war. Even if it's a short time, and, like, I shot machine guns, and people shot machine guns at me,
whenever
that's
I
on my bucket
read
list.
In a book, people, like, the horrors of war, and just what people said, what they wrote to their family from the front lines and shit, it's always like, this was... a worse hell than you could ever imagine. Like, every time. And then so many people would die, and it would be more often from infection and just sickness and shit. And, like, and she was like, I want that. I don't want that, and I also don't want a bungee jump because it just seems like it would be nauseating.
And, like, you get
it's
whiplash.
Just a place, yeah. It's just a place where the rules are not... There's no rules anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, for a while, you lived with no rules.
I think,
like,
you already experienced that.
And tried to kill you, and then you had to try to kill them. It's just, it's on my bucket list, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can sign up
now.
I'm
so sorry.
A bit of a psychotic one.
Yeah, it might not, you might not go to war. I'm so sorry to tell you. I feel like a lot of guys, I'm sorry to take it here so quickly, but a lot of guys... What they wanted to, the box they wanted to check was to do it in the butt. Like, to smash a chick in the ass. I mean, though a lot of guys want to smash guys in the ass, which is fine.
Another bucket list.
Yeah, that's a different bucket list entirely. But I always thought kind of like the bungee jumping. Like, do you really want to, or do you want to just, like, check that box and be like, all right, well, I got that done. I don't know.
Wow. I like how I'm shaking my head.
I'm trying to think
if I've even done
that before.
No, he might have, but
yeah.
I used to drink a lot. And so, like, I had a lot of experience where I'm not exactly sure. But, like, it might have.
I think that's... Like,
and honestly, if it did, it wasn't that different than I remember. So, like, it wasn't actually worth being on the bucket list, or I actually didn't do it yet. those are the choices.
Can I actually move on to the next topic? Because I really just want to say I hate bungee jumping. Unless you have something you want to say.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why I had to bring up butt sex. That was weird. But let's move on.
This is why I wanted to move on. I want to
bungee jump.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't want to jump out of a plane, whether I'm attacked or anything. I'm not into, like, the free falling, whether a bungee cord gets me or a, you know, a parachute. Yeah. No, thanks. Would you?
I think it would be dope if, like, when you went up skydiving, they had something, like you didn't know that it was going to happen. Like, you thought you were skydiving, you're all nervous, and like, I don't know, maybe I might not do this. And they, like, release an alligator. Just, like, in the plane, so you're like, fuck, like, and you jump. You know what I mean? Just something to get you out of the plane real quick. Like, that you don't know about snakes on a plane.
Or, like, you jump out, and then you see the alligators, like, coming down on shit!
We're like, sorry! We didn't mean the alligator to jump! The alligator jumped. Then you're airborne with the alligator, like, still trying to eat you.
Snap it at you the whole time.
Do you think it would get scared? Now that it's flying through the air, or do you think it's just murderous, still stays like murderous when it eats you, is still its main drive?
I don't think an alligator can, like, I don't think their brain is sophisticated. We're like, oh shit, I'm really falling.
No, I feel like it doesn't have to be that sophisticated to be like, I'm falling to my doom. Like, they have to have survival instincts where they don't just run off of cliffs. You know what I'm saying?
True. So yeah, like, but when they're falling,
or else you'd be hearing alligators running off of cliffs and dying all the time. You know what I mean? If they didn't have that,
all those mountain-dwelling gators—they're in the bayou. Look, they're in the swamps.
There's
got to
be
shit.
Some cliffs down there.
I don't think there's a lot, but maybe. I think that they would eat you on the way down, which would be exciting. Then it might supplant Point Break skydiving scene when they both jump together as the best skydiving scene ever. If it's like you fighting an alligator on the way down, I'd watch that movie. I don't care what else happens in it.
That movie sounds like so shitty, but I might watch it.
It's definitely a movie that I would come home drunk and put on. You see the Idris Elba when he fought the lion? That movie, I think it's.
I didn't. That's real. That's a real thing.
Well, it's not him fighting a lion, but a lion is kind of stalking him and his family. They're in Africa. It's pretty dope.
Oh, that actually sounds kind of awesome. Ghost in the Ghost something?
No.
Ghost in the Mist?
It's called Beast.
All right.
But I think they initially called it Ghost in the Mist.
I knew I got that from somewhere. I don't just pull things out of the air here.
Yeah. No, we researched this. All right, Kate, sorry.
Next topic. So, the reason why I was bringing it up when you said the butt stuff is because I have to be a bit more PG on my podcast because my students found my social media and they, I won't even fully go until, but it was, you know, a situation, all's fine, but I'm going to try to be a little bit more cautious. Look, if I was still doing comedy full time, obviously I wouldn't give a fuck, but my money's coming in another way, so I have to now worry a little bit more about that.
You gotta be careful they don't find out about your stripping either.
No, that's not funny because the students, they found some of my sketches and they start spreading a rumor that I'm on OnlyFans from it. So it's like, obviously I'm not, and like, if I was on OnlyFans doing well, I would have no shame and I probably wouldn't be teaching. You know what I mean? So, like, it's
a
dumb rumor.
But what if you were on OnlyFans doing bad? Then you'd still have to
teach. Then I wouldn't be on OnlyFans.
Well, you have to give it time to build a following.
Exactly. Like, say you're making 200 a month. Okay, so you have to teach, obviously. But, like, 200 a month is still kind of cool that you're getting that from just being slutty. You know what I mean? And then so, and with the prospect of possibly you just getting paid to be slutty. Like, right. And you don't have to work. So you got to give it time to develop.
I just think that you need to market yourself a little bit better on OnlyFans.
I'm not on OnlyFans.
Give yourself a chance to succeed because it's kind of like a self-defeating approach that you're taking right now. Your OnlyFans is not going to take off with this attitude.
I think right. I'm going to wait until my 60s, I think, for OnlyFans.
Nice.
You know?
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so I just wanted to say
that.
No, that's fine. I just wanted you to know why I was like, you know what I mean? And it sucks. Like, I had to make my Instagram private. You know, like, I had everything just out there. I took down a lot of things, a lot of podcast episodes, and I'm probably going to have to keep doing it.
You'll probably have to take this
one down.
There's
a career change.
It hasn't even come out yet.
No.
I mean, I'm going to call that.
I feel like I'm already lost my job from this podcast. Kate, this is sad. You're like another working stiff.
Yeah, it's
burying
like
your
a
dreams
big,
in the backyard.
It's a thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's something I'm wrestling with, but then the thought of doing comedy full time doesn't really entice me either. Like, I don't like those late hours. They really suck. As you get older, that's not enticing anymore for me. You know, I'm like, I like an early bedtime, early rise. So maybe I'll do an early comedy show. I would do a comedy show every now and then that's late, obviously. But like, yeah, so I'm kind of not sure what to do because I used to say whatever the hell I wanted.
You sure did.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Fun Kate. I miss her.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I do an impromptu cool or not cool?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Cool or not cool? You have huge balls, but a small penis. But you have huge balls.
Are you asking drag? Whether I'm cool or not cool?
like your regular penis is like kind of normalish, maybe a little small, uh-huh. But you've got huge balls. Is it cool to just have huge balls? Like, it's cool to have a huge dick, obviously. Like, there's no debating. I'm not going to ask that because it'd be stupid. It'd uh-huh. We wouldn't even be worth having a podcast. But is it cool to have huge balls?
I feel like huge balls is kind of it's a hazard for you to deal with day in, day out. Because I'm just imagining you're trying to jog with your huge balls. That's a problem. You know, you've got, for me, like...
I feel like if you have huge balls, like, you're not a jogger.
Okay.
It's just you've never done it and been like, yeah, I'm going to keep doing this. Like, you're just not...
It's obviously not cool. And having bigger balls than your penis...
Okay. No, like, you can have...
That's, like, horrible. That's, like, that person has a bad life.
Baby, there's different parts of a penis. And so we're always talking about it like there's one thing there. Like, hey, that dude's either got a huge dick or he doesn't. But maybe it's like, dude, that guy's got kind of a small dick, but he's got huge balls.
Kate, it's not one thing. There's several disgusting parts to contend with down there. So I want
the worst sexual.
You just brought up the worst cool, not cool, I feel like.
I enjoyed it. And I think that Kate's students should weigh in on Monday.
summer.
So I think... Oh, yeah, sorry. I think that having huge balls is cool.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it took me some deliberation, but after a while, I was like, dude, if you've got huge balls, you kind of have a huge dick.
And you probably have a lot of testosterone, and you've got a lot of, like, sensitivity going on, which could be bad and good. And, like, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's like, but not like if it's like mostly nutsack. Like if you just have a whole
like
lot
too much scrot
of nutsack skin,
yeah.
And then just like regular balls in it. So
well,
it makes
then your
you
boys
like
a clown on you. You'd be in the locker room like this dude. My man's all scrot. This dude.
And nutsack skin. Like whose idea was that when they made the world? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like nutsack skin. It's just hilarious. It's almost like they wanted it to be a joke. And, like, I don't like being a joke, like, just having it. You know what I mean?
How did we go from me saying I have to be more careful on the podcast to talking about nutsack skin?
Oh, it was a cool or not cool
it
segment.
It was cool or not
yeah,
cool.
But
it's
still
a segment we do sometimes.
Yeah.
We can cut it if you want. It's all good. I
okay.
just need to get some good
this,
stuff in
this
there.
This topic Thanks. Is not a funny one. Wildfires. All I want to say is it's fucking nuts. Because, like, they seem to just keep coming and you can't breathe.
Is this a cool or not cool?
No.
It's not.
Wildfires are not cool.
Not.
For the record.
That was
not. Deforestation, not cool.
Not cool. Agreed.
I feel like this is the new normal, I'm afraid.
Right.
And all these kids are going to have respiratory issues, and adults, too. I mean, I'm walking around in this shit.
I've been feeling fucked up for the past few days, man.
Yeah, it's gross.
Just, like, a little bit, like, but still not cool, man.
Yeah. You know what sucks is when you think about this stuff, I guess it's all part of climate change and global warming. Considering that climate change is such an existential threat, I still know so little about it because it's so goddamn boring. Like, considering it's really fundamentally changing our world in a day-to-day view, like, seeable way, I still can't bring myself to read about what's
it's
going
so
on. And I'm
slow.
Generally
it's
a curious,
like,
person, but not about that.
It's just, it happens so slow and over such a long period of time that it's just hard to really, there's not that much to talk about. You're like, oh, it is getting closer to, over a long period of time, this is going to get worse. So I don't know, man. I can't do it either.
Well, at least we're seeing a lot of UFOs, and hopefully they're here to help.
I'm sure they are.
Definitely.
Me too.
Did you see the
Me
video
three.
That I sent you?
I didn't watch it. We were in
they're
the midst
They're here to procreate.
So this is crazy. Apparently, an Air Force veteran has gone whistleblower, and he has testified about the fact that we have a covert, like, entity, part of our intelligence, an intelligence agency dedicated to studying UFOs that have.
Wasn't
that
he the head
their,
of it? I feel like me and Kate watched this zone.
They have them in their possession. Apparently, they have UFOs. They've had them for decades. And they even have the aliens that went down. And this guy is talking about it, he's testified about it, and people just shrug. They're like, well, I mean, okay. It's just, I mean, I don't know what you even do with it. It's kind of like the global warming thing. Like, okay, well then, yeah, aliens.
I mean, I'm into it. I am into enlightened aliens. I have been talking about it on stage for years, saying they're coming. So I just feel really jazzed about it. Hopefully I'm not wrong and it's like the reptilian ones that eat us all. Then, you know, then
You'd
we'll
be less jazzed.
Maybe not if I'm just like in heaven and shit. But
I just would try to sacrifice myself as like maybe like a love slave of theirs. Like just to survive. You know what I mean? Just try to do something so that I wouldn't get annihilated. Like you have to be useful to them not to get annihilated.
Dude, if you became a love slave and you had alien semen all in you, you'd probably start
turning
into
Why
has
it
got to
be the dude aliens fucking me? Why can't it be the female aliens?
All right. I still feel like
they're... Wait, what if they're not male and female? What if they're like...
Just asexual.
They probably don't adhere to our male-female. But maybe... Who knows? I think that aliens fuck really hard. And they splooge a lot.
Depends so what alien race. Wow.
So, what race?
Why does the race have to matter?
Why race? I don't see race even when it's aliens.
Race.
Even when it's aliens.
Because there are different
race.
Kinds of species. Some are more enlightened, and the
gender.
Way that they have sex is like through energy. Like their energy comes
like
up.
Like in Demolition Man, where you wear a virtual reality.
Kind of like
that,
sure.
And you're like, yeah.
But then there are other.
Yeah. And he's like, get this off of me.
Okay.
Because he can't do it. And then at the end, he probably banged her, but you don't know. They don't tell you.
No, he definitely banged her.
But he's like, I mean, they made out, and she was like, oh, shit. Like, she looked like they were about to bang, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
They leave it. It's a cliffhanger, and then cliffhanger comes out pretty soon after that. No, I got the order.
You got the order wrong. I didn't want to correct you. It took a lot of...
But so you think that they have sex, like, in Demolition Man?
No, I mean, not like Demolition Man, like where their energy fields
like
can rise up without the virtual reality.
I see pictures of the alien, and the alien's like, oh.
Okay.
And then.
I don't think anyone's going to have sex with aliens. I think that they probably just want to check out what's going on here because they're thousands of years more advanced than us. They came a long way, and to them, we're so basic.
I feel like they should be so tired from, like, the spaceship or whatever that we should be able to just slaughter them real quick. Like, anybody who made it the billion of light years or whatever to here, like, is exhausted from the journey and we could just real quick.
I just saw the movie Interstellar and it made me think that they probably go into, like, a hibernation chamber. while they're traveling. That's how they can move that.
Or the fucking wormhole.
Or the wormhole.
It's across all this time.
So you saw that movie too?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was interesting to watch this past week because, like, in the near future, everything's smoky and the crops are failing. And then last week when I was watching it, that felt like here. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's all failing. Maybe this is where we're headed.
Mm. Right
yeah, now. And then maybe you can go into a black hole and then talk to yourself back many years before that.
Sure.
And be like, smart, yo, you got to get out of here. There's too much smog. Like, maybe you can do this to get rid of the smog.
That would be good.
I think aliens are here, the enlightened ones, to help us not kill Earth.
We just watched The Day the Earth Stood Still, and that's what they were there for, so I think that subconsciously
that, no, that's... Bro, I have been reading books and studying this stuff.
I'm your husband.
Bro. Because you act like I haven't been saying this to you in conversations, you know what I mean? Like, I've been saying for years that they're enlightened aliens wanting to help save Earth. This isn't even, like, unique for me. Like, there are books out there of people who have certain interactions and say that. Mm. So, I could be wrong, they could be wrong, but I do feel that that's why they're here.
I want just, like, apes to come that can talk, like, from Planet of the Apes, and then, like, maybe we get along with them. Maybe they're close enough to what we are that we just start vibing. We're like, yeah, do you guys need some space to live?
Yeah, right. We don't have any space like that.
It's 2023. I'm kind of pissed we don't have talking
space.
Apes yet.
We have space in America until everybody's on top of each other, like in Thailand.
There's a lot of space in Canada now.
There's a lot of space in America, too. I drive down to North Carolina a couple times a year to the Outer Banks with my family, and there's a lot of dead space and a lot of areas you drive through and you go, if I was born here, nothing good would happen in my life, which is sad to say, but, like, yeah,
I just see houses in, like, Gwynedd, and, like, you could fit, you know, you could fit a lot of people if you just built a big building on that yard. I'm just saying, there's more space if we want the Planet of the Apes to move in.
Like, I didn't say Planet of the Apes. It's enlightened. And I'm not saying
Planet
move
of the
in.
Apes, apes.
I'm saying yeah, right. I believe they're here to assist in the ascension of Earth.
If they've been coming for a long time, then how come they haven't assisted yet?
I think that they've been waiting for our collective consciousness to be ready to invite them in without mass panic and all that kind of stuff.
So you think that they've intentionally left some breadcrumbs for us to figure out?
For some.
That they've come, and
yeah.
Now that it's kind of been normalized, weirdly, over the past couple
years,
now
everyone's like,
sure,
more contact.
Sure, I guess they're aliens. When I think a few years ago, most people said, no, good chance we're alone in the universe. Now it's kind of like, yeah, it seems pretty logical to think that, okay, we've probably been visited.
I totally, if I find an ape that can ride a horse, I totally want to make friends with it.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that the coolest friend you could ever have? I'll throw away my five best friends for one ape that can ride a horse.
Yeah. Honestly, I couldn't even be upset.
Exactly. You know, because
like,
you're definitely in the top five. And then, you know, but like Caesar or whatever.
Yeah. His name would be Caesar, like in Planet, or like Mustafa. He would have this incredible name. Like, you two have fun. I get it. Have fun on your steed with your new ape.
And I'd be holding on to his back while we rode on the horse. I'm like, sorry guys, I can't make it tonight. You gotta be like, oh, Caesar's hanging out with Caesar. Dude, this is a great life. I can't wait until they reveal themselves.
We have different visions of what it will be, but who knows? But they're definitely here, and when I scroll through TikTok, there just seems to be so many sightings. Obviously, some might be fake, but it seems like, I'm ready. Well, no, not all of them. I mean, now we've got more and more people admitting, like government officials.
Right.
I mean, I do maybe we can make some, like, I want real ones to happen, and I like the real videos, but, like, can we start making some fake ones, maybe?
No.
I'll wear a monkey suit riding a horse.
Be yes.
Like, humans. What do you think?
I think
if people be watching that shit will get a billion hits.
I think that the
let's turn this podcast off and make that right now.
It's interesting, but what an asshole. Like, these people that decide to disclose sensitive, confidential information, like, fuck it, the public needs to know. It's like, dude, are you trying to incite a mass panic or something? Like, yeah. At a certain point.
I think it's good to true. A degree.
You need to at least go to your people and be like, you know, what should people know? No, I mean...
Yeah, but they've had so long. Like, this has been... There's a book that's been out for a while, Government Officials Go on the Record. Like, this has been around. So I feel like some people are just sick of, like, this is what's happening. And I believe there's, like, an intergalactic council. So I do think we have a place in it and we're meant to, like, become more intergalactically aware. So
if there were to be an intergalactic council and we had to decide which...
You guys are not on the council with how you're at.
Baby!
I'll be on the council.
We're asking the hard-hitting questions.
This is a serious question.
We need to discuss these
things.
Who
would you want to put on our intergalactic council on behalf of Earth?
Okay, me.
Probably you.
Shane, not you because you're
you're
Planet of the Apes running around with
I probably will be riding a horse
so you're doing other things
on the Planet of the Apes.
That's exactly what the council needs is an adventurous spirit.
The council's gotten so dry, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I picture. Like, the council's gotten so dry, and, like, they don't ever change anything. Like, they need a new
horse. Don't diss on the council. Yeah. I wouldn't piss off that council, sir.
No, they need fresh blood.
I wouldn't.
All right, fine.
All right, so, I don't know, maybe Oprah, I think she'd
be like, we're running out of bananas on our planet, you know, once I join the Planet of the Apes, and then I speak
out for
them.
I don't want Elon Musk on the council.
I think Elon Musk would be a popular choice, but I don't want him either. I don't need him.
I just want him helping with, like, technology.
Oh, definitely.
So.
All right, maybe.
Yeah, like, you kind of need him for stuff. Not for everything, like, but he's pretty helpful.
He'd be helpful. I think that Ryan Seacrest would be good on the council. Because he just presents well.
Honestly.
And he speaks very fluidly.
He can make friends with anyone.
He can talk to anyone.
He's
which
friends
is important.
With anyone.
Yeah. And wow. I think he'd be comfortable because...
Any race.
He is a good host. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying... Maybe I'm just jealous I can't pull an intro off like Seacrest.
Not yet.
okay. Next topic. So... It's a little bit dated, but I did watch the newer Pee Wee Herman movie with my son. And obviously, CG and I were talking about the porn theater incident where he, you know, got caught masturbating in a masturbation theater. Well,
they didn't call them masturbation theaters.
They changed the name of masturbation to the Paul Rubens Masturbation Theater.
He was spotted at the Masturbation Theater on 69.
And you'll never guess what he was doing.
His phallus was out.
Yeah, like, and I think we've even discussed this maybe before. I can't remember. Of just like, I remember hearing about it and it sounded so bad, but they made it sound like when it happened that he was doing that in like a regular theater. Like when I heard it, I was like, oh my god.
I did think that he was just jerking off at like a G movie or something. Like they made it sound like crazy.
The story came out fully formed. I think everyone just loved making jokes about it, and there were so many easy bad jokes. Pee-wee sounds like the name of a dick, like,
right,
and just horrible jokes like that. But Pee-wee Herman was one of the coolest motherfuckers. I loved Pee-wee's Big Adventure is so funny. It totally holds up. I love that movie. I used to love like Pee-wee's Playhouse when I was
a kid.
And it would have been disappointing if he wasn't a weirdo. Like, Pee-wee seemed like he should
but
be,
this
like,
is
running
the thing.
Around
like
jerking
now,
off in theaters.
You know, now everybody has porn on their phones. Like, there might be 7-year-olds running around with their phone doing that. Back then, it was weird. You know, porn, you had to buy VHS tapes from, like, a weird porn store, wherever they had one in a big city or something like that. Like, it was few and far between. And so they have these theaters where you can go and watch porn and jerk off if you need to. But now porn's so popular, everybody watches it every second on any device in their home.
I think the cops who arrested him should be arrested. You're coming in, just shining a light on a dick out in like a porn theater. Like, that's their fault. Like, that's
free, puffy!
Yeah, like that's...
Has anyone paid that big of a price for something that's that small of a deal?
That's like, what I'm saying. It's like, He really paid, because we're watching the movie, and it was really good. I was not expecting it to be...
The one that he was jerking off to, or...
I
heard it was a good movie.
Oh, you killed that one, Koppel. Good job.
I feel like the only person that can compete with Pee-wee in terms of really, like, getting too beat up over something small is Dan Quayle when he spelled potato wrong. Mm. You remember that?
What, he put an E on the end?
Yeah. So he helped to be a judge for a kid's spelling bee, and a kid spelled potato. He goes, no, it's actually P-O-T-A-T-O-E. They're like, no, Mr. Vice President. There's actually no E.
That's rad.
And he got made fun of for it for like a decade. And it probably, who knows,
true,
maybe he could have even been president.
But
someday.
Pee-wee was like, what do you call it? When they're, it's like he was in the, what do you call it when you like blackball someone? There you go.
Right.
Like, he was like you thought of him as like a pedophile almost for a sec.
People treated him like he was a
sicko. And he wasn't at all. Like, he went to a...
I mean, he might be. Like, I get the feeling.
Don't
like
say.
He did you ever see...
That's a leap.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's a pretty
You cool remember
leap.
Him in Blow?
Yeah, I was so excited when he came back. I'm like, he's back.
Yeah, he was in Blow.
It was
and
great
I was like,
in
this
that
dude
movie.
Is a pedophile. But somebody was like, he's cool to hang out with. It's fun. Like,
he's
I don't
a strange
know.
Strange dude.
He could, yeah, he could be kind of perverted.
No.
Let me not say pedophile. That goes a little too far. But I mean, he could be pretty perverse.
I think,
I mean, maybe, imagine. But like, I'm just saying what he did. Now looking at it, I'm like, oh, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I get he was like
I
a
could
kid.
Toast to that.
It was because he did kid stuff, like kid TV stuff. But still, it's like he that's whatever.
It's a victimless crime.
Yeah. Okay. Next topic, CG. This is yours. When there's a crosswalk in the middle of the street, and you're the walker, do you just walk out?
All right. Let me do this.
Okay.
Let me do this.
I love where this is going.
I started seeing crosswalks. In the middle of a street, not at a corner, not at an intersection.
Mm-hmm.
They're just in the middle of a street. So now I'm driving 35 miles an hour down a street. I never look twice that there's a crosswalk in.
Mm-hmm.
And then once in a while, somebody darts in front of me while my car is still going full speed. And they think the crosswalk is a fucking force field. Like, somebody taught them, like, that's a crosswalk. You have the right of way. They're jumping out there, dog. What
mm-hmm.
do you do? If you are the pedestrian... Do you just walk?
I'm always amazed by how much confidence pedestrians have that drivers aren't going to fuck them up.
Yeah,
like, when you're driving around, you look at people, 80% of them are playing with their phones while they're driving, and people are walking around like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's fully aware of where they're looking. Like, no, nobody's looking.
Pedestrians have the right of way. Like, they
yeah.
They got these delusions, man. I remember being a kid, like, when you have to walk around the streets, being scared as shit. I knew the car might hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you let them go.
Absolutely.
But now, man, people are going crazy with these crosswalks, man.
And also the arrogance. The arrogance when you're, to me, in a parking lot, and people just walk, and they're like, I know, I'll just walk in the middle. Like, well, can you put a little bit of hustle there and get out of the way? I jog. Like, because I know what it feels like to want to get somewhere and some fat asshole is walking in the middle of your parking. Like,
right.
You got to move. So, yeah, they're crazy. They got to.
When did they start putting these crosswalks in the middle of regular streets?
I don't know. That feels like a
question. I'm asking
be
you because
like
it's
a
where.
Facebook community page.
It's where you
Why
live.
Why do they put up the crosswalk? I know the one you're talking
about. It's where
about.
You live.
Yeah.
And that's where it happened to me. And I was like, Coppa would never approve of this.
I didn't approve.
That bitch just ran straight in the middle of the street. She was like a businesswoman. And I totally, 9 out of 10 times, I would have hit her. But this was the one time that I was paying enough attention not to hit her.
I know. You've killed a 90, lot of people on crosswalks before.
99%. Let me say 99 out of 100, she'd be dead right now.
Yeah.
But that 1% time, for some reason, I was.
You got lucky this time, bitch.
I was just like,
next time. I'm
I was just like,
down.
Does she know who's out there? Does she know, like, I drive around here a lot, like, and other people are like me, and don't really pay that much attention? And so, yeah, it was. I know I would have been wrong. if I had struck her.
I'm very cautious with those things. Even if it says, like, that pedestrians have the right of way, I'm very, like, I'm not a trusting person.
You can't take it for granted that you're not going to get hit.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next topic.
Oh, boy.
Do you want your romantic partner to be hot? Because we've just noticed that, like, some boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, they want their partner to be as hot as they can. And, like, others, they, like, want their partner to start dressing.
Cover up?
Like, covering up more.
Why are you wearing makeup?
Or even, like, they want them to gain weight. Do you know what I mean? Because it means that they won't go anywhere, maybe. So we wanted to know how you feel about it.
Well, I mean, I think that my wife's really attractive. I'm glad that she's attractive. Do I want her, like, dressed like a slut? No. Is that the question?
Dress like a slut? Close. Yeah.
Okay. No. No. But
looking like, listen, just so people know, so people know that she's got body. They know she's got titties and ass. Do you want her to dress so that they know? Or do you want them not to know?
I think that they know.
But you don't want it flaunted.
No, I don't want her to flaunt it. But again, but
part of it is. I think Meg does a great job, by the way. Because I feel like, not to objectify you, Meg, but I feel like she wears.
Objectify away.
I feel like she wears outfits that are classy but sexy. Do you know what I mean? Not all the time sexy, but like when there's a dress up event, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like she picks an outfit where you can see, like, oh, Meg looks good, but you're not like, whoa, like, what the hell's going on? Like, I think she finds a really good medium. My husband obviously pushes me to dress in a way that's
I like people
salacious.
To know that there's, you know, you've got ass and titties.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want them to know that, and I want them to constantly be reminded of it.
We find a happy medium,
I mean, for me,
he and I, because he would love for me to dress crazy all the time, and I can't, like, feel comfortable if it's too far.
Mm.
So I think we have found even
it's a great balance about me being comfortable and her being comfortable. You know what I mean?
I'm more comfortable if you're showing off your titties and ass, dear. I'll say that for me,
because, like, I feel cooler. It's almost like I'm driving around in a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, that fucking dude's got a Ferrari. And I'm like, yeah, man, how you doing? You know.
The other day, I wore a shirt that had a lot of cleavage, and a man just came up to you and wanted to shake your hand.
And really? He didn't say.
We don't know why.
But she was like, dude, do you think he came up to shake your hand because I have titties? And I was like, that's probably the best answer I can come
sure.
up with.
Definitely.
I was like,
he
Because he
gave
you know
me
what?
A double take a little bit, and then he looked at me, but then he focused on you after that and wanted to give
he
you
said,
a
He said, how y'all
shake.
Doing? We're new to a neighborhood. He said, how y'all doing? And then he looked at her, I think, looked back at me. And then
was
said,
that, is he like a sheriff in the Old West or something?
He said, hold on a second. I want to shake this man's hand. Ran over like three different
yards.
And
he was a godly person. He was like, God bless.
He had a hallelujah t-shirt on? He said, oh, God bless you. I'm Sinead's mom. Or whatever. Sinead's dad. You know, whatever it was. and so, you know, and I don't know. I think maybe the handshake came from being like, hey, nice to meet you. Your wife got big titties. I like to know people like that. And I feel like the world is a lot like that. And so that's why I want it. Because
God
like,
bless.
I was just like, I feel like it gives me a lot more credit. Like if I was like on the town council or something. I feel like it's just as important, if not more important, than if I was on the town council.
Interesting.
And then, like, I get just as much respect from the townspeople.
So you respect people more if their spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend is really good looking?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Would you be
How
more likely
you?
To vote 150%. For someone if they have a hot wife? Because I know you would never vote for a woman, but like...
Boo!
I know, see?
He would.
No, but would you be more likely to vote for someone... Let's be serious now. If we're... Would you be more likely to vote for a man that had a hot wife?
I feel like... Because
I feel like... go ahead.
I feel like dudes without hot wives... like have more focus, like they're more, you know, they can spend more of their energy on, like, you know, like you have a lot of work to do to keep around a hot wife and to make sure she's looking good, and like you're, it's like having like a really nice garden or like really nice landscaping and shit like that, you know what I mean, on a big yard. It's like there's a lot of upkeep, you know what I mean? So
you want somebody that has nothing good in their life. I feel like they can focus. With a bad yard and an ugly wife, and you're like, this guy would be a good leader.
I see your point. You make a great point. But I feel like people... All right, a dude who has a really hot wife is distracted easily. And so I don't know if I want him leading things.
You think he's distracted easily? Why?
Because he can't. Because
you're distracted by his hot wife, therefore he's distracted.
If he can pull a hot wife, that means like he's definitely like. This is hard to explain, man. You brought me into a place I just, you know, I haven't explored like you're in a long time now. I kind of did. Like, at first I was like, yeah, I do. But then I'm like, I actually trust someone with, like, a homely wife more than I trust someone with a hot wife.
Because it feels like maybe their priorities are in check.
Yeah.
They're thinking more about these issues that they're up there stomping about.
Instead of, like, how great the puss that they're getting is at home.
I think there could be a great president with a hot spouse. Man or wife. Husband or wife. You know what I mean? Man or woman. So I would just like to say that.
Usually somebody that excels in whether it's in business, politics, they're a winner. And winners end up doing well and marrying really good-looking people. And it's just like they live the charmed life because they got the goods.
I know a lot of people. I know a lot of grown men who are like super responsible, take care of everything. And it's because their wife's not that hot. And she doesn't distract them and they can focus.
A lot of our friends. You guys know who you are.
But those dudes seem like a lot of them own, you know, regular businesses. Like I own a lawnmower repair company, but that dude repairs his shit out of lawnmowers. Like he's...
I feel like...
I don't know where I'm
going. Are you saying I'm not hot? Because you're very focused. You get things done around here. Like... Our yard's very small, but you still just upkeep a lot of
it's
shit.
It's why I have to have, like, a small yard, small, you know, things to take care of. You know what I mean? Like, I keep everything very compartmentalized. Like, it's small because I don't have that much extra focus. I don't own stocks.
How much money do you think an owner of a lawnmower repair company pays?
Yeah, what? That was so real.
Listen... He also probably sells lawnmowers. It's probably like a lawnmower store and weed whacker store. And
that's a good point.
He fixes it, but like he's reliable. You go to him like
you go to him like every 10, 12 years when your lawnmower breaks. It's like, I need to go to the lawnmower repair.
Nobody gives a fuck that your lawnmower is broken. That motherfucker will fix it in a second. He doesn't have any other cares in the world, and then he'll, you know, have you meet Ursula or whatever.
Yeah. He's not in a big rush to get home to Ursula.
Jesus.
He's focused on the job. I hear you.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. People with hot wives, like, they're always talking about when the next vacation they're going to take. Like, I don't want a president like that. They're going to Aruba with their hot wife and shit like that. Like, fuck that. I want somebody who's going to be running shit and doesn't have all these distractions to think about. As a hot wife, he has to get home.
Like, someone like Stephen Hawking?
Like, stay late. Stay late at work and get some more shit done. If you don't have a hot wife to go home and bang, you will get things done for the people.
I like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
That's a good strategy.
Next topic. This is so random. I don't even know how I wrote this, but I do still kind of like it. Should we contemplate ever starting our own WWE league? Or how do you think you'd be?
It's about time. Yes, I think we should start our own wrestling federation. For sure. I have a lot of characters in mind.
This piggybacks onto me and Koppel one day one day, not today, not in the next 10 years, doing every kind of steroid that there is. Oh, yeah. And then seeing how huge we can get in Manly.
Yeah.
And then obviously we're going to put on performances.
Okay.
Like yeah. certain performances when we're huge and jacked and
out of. But I want to be, I kind of want to be a girl wrestler.
I think they're called wrestlers. Kate.
Sorry.
All right. Wrestlers, all right? Performance athletes. All right. Jeez, Kate.
I would like, because I used to love.
Oh, it's a lady wrestler. No, I just called them right. wrestlers.
You're right. I apologize.
Wait,
I
do you used have to ideas love... of characters?
I've got an
for
idea.
For yourself? Or...
I've got
are you going to share?
Sure, yeah. So my gimmick is that I'm a chef. I'm Chef Doom. And I come out with the hat, and my thing is, because it's a good pose, I go, stirring up the pain, baby. Yeah, Chef Doom. And then, like, you know.
It's actually pretty like great.
I was about souplex to... souffle. Like, I got, like, wow. the ideas for, like, moves. Yeah, so I've been sitting on this for that
the
for, like, about 30
salad.
Years. The tossed salad. That's a move I've been doing for a long time. So, yeah.
Yo, dude, that's actually, I was going to make fun of it until you did the motion, the flex, and the mix and the pain.
Yeah.
You're stirring up the pain. Pain?
Yeah.
God damn, that's good.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, you're definitely down.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it would be so fun, even if it was like half comedy, you know, which I guess the real WWE kind of does have.
There's a lot of comedy.
Yeah. But I
for dumb like, people. For the masses. Yeah.
Bro, I turned it on the other night, like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Couldn't turn it the fuck off.
So, were you ever into wrestling besides, like, you know, when you were 11 and under? Like, as,
no.
did you ever go through a phase?
No,
I went through
but
a phase
every
when
time
I, was, like,
I
18.
Saw it. Really?
We went to WrestleMania. Our buddy Tukes. What up, Tukes? Our buddy Tukes was super into wrestling, and he got us into it. And this was, like, the DX, The Rock, you know... Austin, what's his Stone Cold Steve Austin, and like that era.
You guys went to WrestleMania
we
during
went to
that
WrestleMania
era?
In Philadelphia.
Holy
it
shit!
It was awesome, and I was really into wrestling for about probably 8-9 months there, and I loved it. And I went to college, so like that shit had to be over, and I probably would have denied ever liking wrestling then. Mm. But it was really fun. I'm sure that if I watched wrestling, I would have a good time.
Every time I turn it on, I only turn it on once every 5 years. But every time I turn it on, I'm like, this is the shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are all these new people? Oh, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They're insane athletes.
Yeah.
They're really funny. They're great on the mic.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
so we just have to think about that. Us starting
our own
in
10
years.
Can we have like an aging wrestling federation?
I mean, that's a sad way to say it. But yeah.
No, like we'll all take all the right steroids and stuff.
We'll take it seriously.
But
we'll
like,
juice up.
We'll just be old, juiced up people.
We look good, and that's all that matters. And we're going to be in great shape. We're going to have great personas. Coppola already has his.
I'm Chef Doom.
Okay.
Are,
Chef
you,
Doom.
Are you already like, you're sold I'm, on that? Like, seriously, if we
that
did
was
it
so
tomorrow,
good.
You'd be Chef Doom?
I'm not even Coppola anymore. I don't want you to call me that.
Chef Doom.
We should go back to the intros. And I'm Chef Doom.
Chef Doom, man.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with Chef Doom. You know what he's serving.
Yeah. I've been marinating on this. I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Yeah.
He's ready. That's intimidating.
I'm preheating this right now.
I think if I was somehow going against you, they don't normally pair women versus men, but... I think I'd be very scared.
No, in our league, we won't differentiate.
Yeah, you could just beat a bitch up. Like, you just go out there.
It's so antiquated, this don't hit woman thing. It's like.
No weight classes. No. You could be a 270 pound man and you fight a 140 pound woman and no holds barred.
Because otherwise, it's
and
discrimination
chairs,
against
steel
her.
Steel chairs.
Yeah.
Cage match.
I think the
bats.
Supreme Court
I'm
said that
didn't
you
they
can't
do bats sometimes in like WrestleMania.
Dude, they
like,
used to go so
a
hard.
In.
It was crazy.
I remember this one where they were fucking Jimmy Superfly Snuka up in the neck with a steel chair, and he was like flailing like he couldn't breathe, and somebody had to give him like the.
It's terrible.
It was,
wow.
But like, yeah, they were going ham. They were going ham. That was only like 5 years into the WWF.
Dang.
It was, way early years.
Do you guys think that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are going to get in the ring? Have you heard this?
They both said, and they talked to the UFC, the dude who runs UFC, I thought.
Dana
right?
White?
And he was cool with it.
I'm sure.
I was like, yeah, we can make this happen.
That'd be awesome, actually.
Does Elon Musk want to fight Zuckerberg because that's the only guy that, and where most people would be rooting for Elon Musk? There's not many people where Elon Musk gets the support, but true. I think in that matchup, we're like, yo.
You're right.
Hasn't he said he wants to fight? What does he do, Ultimate Fighting?
Zuckerberg trains.
Oh, okay.
He's, actually in good shape. Elon Musk, I don't think is.
But I feel he wants to train. Yeah,
because I thought he said he wanted to Ultimate Fight Putin, too. didn't he say he wanted to ultimate fight a bunch of different people? That made me think he does ultimate fight, he does mixed martial arts at some gym.
Yo,
at some
I would
space
love
age gym.
To watch Putin
and so he
fight.
got all meaty and he's probably on the right steroids from a doctor and he's getting all meaty and so now he's challenging motherfuckers to fights. And he's got a trainer who juices him up, who he pays $500,000 a year.
What I don't like about Elon Musk is that I like my nerds to not crave so much attention. Because I understand that he's a brilliant engineer and he's got an amazing mind and he's innovated in all these incredible ways. But why does he need to be in the center of the conversation all the time? It's fucking calm down, you nerd. You're fine.
For
40,
50 years, he wasn't in the conversation at all, probably. High school, college, nobody was talking about him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Chicks weren't. Dudes weren't. So, once he gets what he wants, if the goal is, I'm going to be a god of technology so that I can get all these things I didn't have before, that's got to be one of them.
I guess.
Be popular.
Yeah. I don't know.
Something he never had. That's what I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. Next topic. Last topic, by the way. So I'm sure you have not seen this show. We watched a documentary called Mer People. And it's people who are mermaids, professional mermaids. And I guess I just want to say what I was taken with is that they have to be such good swimmers and athletes. Because I was for a second, I was I can't wait to watch this. Maybe I can become a mermaid.
That could be your character.
Stand-up comedy, teaching.
Dude, she would be blue floating in the tank. Little kids would be because she'd be blue immediately. What they have to do, it's 30 feet dive down into the tank. Then there's glass. And then in the glass, you have to look like they audition for this shit. You have to look like you are able to breathe under there and smile and wave. You know how you would look if you're under 30 feet of water? How your face would look and how veiny you'd be? Veins popping out of your forehead and your neck and shit like that? No, it's a... Yeah,
they're holding their breath for so long. And I was okay, definitely can't be a mermaid.
They'd be get her! Because they had to do that a lot of
times. They get hypothermia. And they get paid, of them, hypothermia?
Oh, okay.
Did I say it wrong?
You said hyperthermia. I'm such a dick.
That's cool. No, he does the same thing to me. I say a lot of words.
I just know. I wanted to know.
What? Okay, I'm not Ryan Seacrest, okay?
You're so much better than Seacrest.
No, but I just thought it was crazy because most mermaids get paid $100 for a gig. That's crazy. And I'm oh my gosh, this might be the one thing harder than stand-up comedy. In that sense, where you get paid, stand-up comedy, you get paid very little and you can drive really far and bust your butt, and I'm no, this could be harder.
This is a job that sucks more than comedy. Yeah, that's
because they were doing crazy feats underwater and then getting $50, and it's so
competitive. They had a whole documentary about this?
Yeah, and at first he thought he was going to hate it. Our friend Gloria told us to check it out, and I was let's just check it out, and it was actually really good. It's just fascinating. You're holy
crap.
Was it
really good?
Okay, rude.
I enjoyed myself.
Interesting.
And I'm embarrassed. I wouldn't tell anyone. If you didn't just air me out on the podcast, I wouldn't tell anyone that.
If this was a segment on Real Sports, you know, which is an HBO monthly show that's always been great, always will be, about like, oh, merpeople, they're great swimmers and this is their life. And people are like, oh, I'm interested in learning about this for the next 12 or 13 minutes.
Right.
But I don't know that I'm in for an hour and a half, 2 hours of merpeople.
There was one character.
No, it was like 10-hour episode. 10
you,
hours.
You got hooked.
It was like a miniseries?
Yes. It was a full season of miniseries.
But no, you got hooked on to some of the characters. Like the one woman who like has been trying to make it as a mermaid for years and has anxiety and all this stuff, like you start rooting for her, and then there are just certain events and stuff that they lead up to, and you want to see what happens.
So who is at the top of the hill for merpeople? Who's their Michael Jordan? How much money does
I forget the
pay?
Name of
they
her?
They have, yeah.
There I has forget to be the name someone. Of her, but she's like the head. She was like in a circus. She was in, and there was this one place they all had in like the 70s.
I forget what
there was
called.
Like a real lake or geyser or some shit that they all swam in, and they built a tank around that, John. And these bitches had to swim like through. They had a pipe. You know, you jump into the tank and then you swim through like a 100-foot pipe to get into the performance tank underwater. Like every time you go down and do that, I thought that shit was crazy.
Oh, that is crazy. But
they closed that joint down. But they had all the old broads who used to do it. Like,
yeah.
They're all 70 or 80 now talking about it.
Yeah.
So, this life has been happening. This has been going on for a while.
Oh, yeah. Under the radar of everyone.
Under the radar.
Normal. Or, like...
But now it's, like, becoming a bigger thing. You know?
I don't
like,
think
that
it
was
is.
Like...
I think it's pretty obscure still. And we watched a documentary that showed us...
You could probably get the foremost mer person in the world on your podcast. On very short notice.
We should. Wait, I just consider this. I'm not telling you not to call women bitches, but maybe not.
When did I call
you're like bitches? You're like these bitches were swimming.
Yeah, but what if they
did we
are
stop
bitches?
Doing that? Wait, but in the you know when Biggie and Tupac were around, we were all saying bitches, you know, like all the time.
Papa,
like,
when you're describing,
you're saying how long ago it is.
Is that done already?
It's already done.
Because I still have some juice from that. You know what I mean? Like I thought we were still doing
just
that.
Just a suggestion.
No, it's still. I mean, not in all contexts. We don't always call women bitches. Like sometimes when I have a strategy meeting at work and I call in the team, I'm like, all right, listen, when you get out there, yeah, I want you to speak to these bitches and let them know. Yeah, you can't.
I know that was supposed to be the last topic, but I have to bring this up real quick. I'm probably going to regret it. But we were at a gathering, and CG said something like about someone, or even him being a pussy. And the woman there got upset and said, not like upset, but she was just like, pussies are very strong and resilient. So I don't
and
like...
they give birth to new generations, and they nurture, and they... And I was like, oh my God.
Did she literally say pussies do this?
No. She said, no. She said like
she
vaginas.
She doesn't like when you talk about... And like, she did get me. Like, they're pretty strong. And they bounce back.
So I suggested saying
they
he
don't
was
bounce
being,
back from any everything.
Instead of
like
saying
they, sometimes they're mangled and they stay mangled.
Oh my God!
But they're pretty strong.
I was saying maybe a suggestion is instead of saying like, oh, he's being a pussy, he's being a real soft penis right now because that's vulnerable. A soft penis is quite vulnerable.
He's being a real soft penis.
Just
a suggestion to throw out.
Yeah.
He's
being a real
no,
dick.
It's not.
Yeah. Because
I think people do say that.
I mean, I do from now.
He's being a real ball sack. Ball sacks are so vulnerable.
I think, wasn't there a Betty White? There was a Betty White quote that basically was this, and I think
really?
Lady was stealing it. She said, that, like, you know, why do people say this about, like, you know, pussies, or I don't know if Betty White said pussy. I hope not. Betty White shouldn't have said pussy.
You're like, don't you know this Betty White quote?
Yeah, but she said something like, but they, you know,
okay.
They always buy pussies can take a beating. Like, she
okay.
said something like that.
So she
like,
said it real funny.
Yeah, she said it really funny. She was a real treasure.
So maybe it was taken from there. But it's funny, you know, her saying it to CG. It was just funny to watch that. Because I do get what she's saying. I do still use that word out of habit. And it's, like, kind of a good
and
word.
And I was saying that they made us, the women in the yoga class, were making me and him look like pussies. So I was... I had addressed it to me. Exactly.
When you announced it.
Exactly.
You guys are great. I feel like a real pussy. And they're like, wow, this guy's swell. What a nice compliment.
All right, so we're going to wrap up.
That's it. But all right, as long as you guys recommended a doc, did you guys watch the Arnold doc?
Yes.
Yes. Schwarzenegger? Yes. Incredible.
So good.
Incredible.
I enjoyed
it. This is my PSA. Anybody out there, you should watch the Arnold doc because it is so inspiring. Like, his outlook on life, a lot of the time, it seems kind of borderline nuts. But this is why he is who he is. Like, when something bad happens, the amount of things that he's overcome and his mentality at all times is like, I have to get to the next peak. I have to conquer this next thing. And just, you know, his force of personality led him from a poor family in Austria that was still in shambles from World War II, an alcoholic, broken down Nazi father that was beating him and his mother and brother. And he's like, nah, I'm going to be Mr. Universe and be the biggest movie star in the world. I'm going to marry a Kennedy and be the governor of California. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, just so inspiring. So I recommend.
Has he ever done WWE?
He was more jacked than anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, then.
Yeah.
He was just beating the shit out of everyone.
And him and Stallone had a feud.
Like, it's not like he was a jacked movie star. Like, he was a really jacked movie star. He was the jackedest dude in the world.
Right.
And then became a movie star.
Yeah.
Right. And then they tried to give him small roles. He's like, character actor?
Yeah.
No. I'm a leading man. Like, you can't speak the language. Because I don't care.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Wait, has he ever been in, like, a guest on WWE?
Probably. Everyone's shown up for a second at some point.
Because he would obviously...
Like, I don't think he's ever gotten in the ring.
I feel like he probably did that when he was governor. Like, that was the
probably
time
when he was
like,
governor,
oh,
he knocked somebody out in the ring.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay. So, he could be in our league when we start it.
Oh. Yeah, he'll be in his 80s
over the hill WWE.
Yeah, but he'll know. But he'll know. Like, he'll be able to get us the right shit to get Diesel.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd be a cool friend to have.
All these old guys, nobody goes away. We need new action heroes. New people. Harrison Ford is in the Indiana Jones that just came out. He's 80.
I know.
I want to go on an epic adventure. I just watched Last Crusade with the kids. Like, I want to be a swashbuckling hero that goes somewhere to find some treasure.
Let's go find
the
Holy Grail.
We just watched all three of them.
Yeah, we did too. Because they're all on Disney.
Not the fourth one. We didn't watch the fourth one.
Right.
Screw that. We watched all three of them.
Fantastic, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Those were some good days.
Indiana Jones is a shit.
Some good days in our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you guys for watching movies that were made before 2000. I know you had your take that nothing good.
They looked good. Did you see how they remastered those? Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. Because I loved those growing up. And I thought when we put them on, I was like, the only thing that's going to suck is that we have a big TV and the pixels are going to be spread out. And boom, it looked incredible.
Right. How good was River Phoenix as young Indy?
I know.
He was freaking awesome.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Oh, so yeah. Now we will wrap it up. Koppel, anything where they can find you coming up?
No, don't look for me.
Peaks_podcast on Instagram.
Yeah, and have a great fourth if it's out by then. Otherwise,
I hope. We'll
enjoy
try.
The rest of your summer, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking the trip out here.
My pleasure.
Siege anywhere. You can be found?
Just up in these streets, baby.
Okay.
That's where I stay.
Wait.
What? We have a TikTok we might need to shoot.
Well, you don't,
should
but it's not out yet, so.
That we need to shoot a real life TikTok. This is what we haven't done yet, Koppel.
Okay,
we
this is,
gone
this
out
is
on
the discussion
streets.
After.
Okay.
We'll
okay.
promote it once it's out.
Okay. This is actually happening?
Well, hold on.
It might. If we're down,
we'll talk about that.
But
in a
real people
so
are involved.
Glad nobody's listening.
We have we have some TikTok ideas. Hopefully, we're going to put out more content that way.
That's a teaser, folks.
I still plan on having a comedy show out here. The place where I was going to do it has fallen through, so I'm going to be searching for a perfect place. And when that does happen, whenever that is, I'll let you know. I will be headlining in Jersey City in November, so I'll give more details on that. But if you're near Jersey City or you want to travel, I will be there. I should probably look that up and give the exact date. So yes,
it's November. Big Sal, right?
Bro, come on,
baby.
It's November. It's November 18th. And it's called Sacred Comedy Show.
Not bad. Mixed it
so
up.
So it's a spiritual comedy show, and I used to have one, so it's pretty perfect. I might even bring out my tarot cards. So yeah, that's not till November, but it's in Jersey City. I'll give more details. But I also hope to have something like a regular thing out here in Philadelphia. And that is all. Everyone, thank you so much.
Yeah, she be doing that sing-songy stuff at the crib.
What was I? What do you make fun of me when you? Okay, so there's this Muse song, and it's like pretty. It's like a pretty vigorous song, and I didn't realize I was singing it like opera. You do the best impression of it.
We will not force us. We will be glorious. That's what she be doing in the car when we're trying to. I'm trying to vibe to that song. She turns the whole opera.
I don't mean to.
You were giving a real Patrick Bateman fucking and looking in the mirror vibe while you were doing that. See you just shake it back and forth like, you know, his...
She asked me to do it.
He just does funny things because I can't. Like, I think I'm killing a song.
Sometimes she's like, dinner time! And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, we're two grown adults. We don't have kids
here.
Don't
be rude.
Like, you don't do that.
Dinner time!
Your mom never did the opera, like, around the house, right?
She never did the opera, but, like, I grew up in an extremely silly house.
Yeah, you can be silly.
You just decide to talk in a different voice for a few minutes.
Talk in a different voice, but the opera thing's like you're a homeschool kid.
Don't be a hater.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Wow, she's so talented. This is like
her headliner. The opera, dude, if you live in the opera mom house, don't have a chance to be cool. If you're a kid in an opera mom house,
you're rude.
You don't have a chance to be cool.
I disagree.
But we don't have kids yet.
I disagree.
So we still have time.
And we both do have kids, not together. And my son is in choir, and he's great, and he loves you very much. So don't be dissing. But he's not an opera singer.
You had to take it there.
Oh yeah. Well, he's being a prince.
Like real life. Your kid. Like real life things.
CG, open your heart and your vocal cords. Okay. He actually wants to start a band.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Siege does or Shane?
And Shane. He wants to start one with Shane.
I'm the lead singer.
No.
I don't care if he's in choir. I'm lead singer.
Is this going to be a rap rock band?
No.
I feel
no,
like if
no
Siege has as a band, you're going to be rapping.
I want to do just every 90s rock song that I sing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
All right. Everyone.
What's your karaoke song?
Oh, my God.
I don't have one because I haven't. I do karaoke once every 20 years. Like, I'm into karaoke. If they have it and there's a venue and people are doing karaoke, I do it. But that happened 20 years ago one time. And then no one's really
you
that cool with
karaoke. You rap songs for karaoke, don't you? Didn't you?
Usually, yeah. Wait, what's yours?
We were at an extremely black venue.
No.
And so...
So my
I chose a rap song. That's not bad, baby.
That's a bad choice.
We were... There were a lot of... Afro-Americans?
Yo, bro. Like, you don't say Afro-Americans.
What's the new term?
African-Americans.
And you can just say black people. You're just saying it, like, weird.
Yeah.
But keep going.
When I said
now I'm
going
to have to edit this to not get you
canceled.
It was an
extremely black venue, and then you put your head down like I already screwed it up.
You're acting like you just dropped a racial epithet. You're just like, dude, everyone was black. It was disgusting. No, you're just... Actually, I don't know what you were saying. You're like, I had to do a rap song because they're black?
I didn't think Guns N' Roses was going to cut it at this venue.
You're probably right.
And so I did Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
And it killed.
Did it?
Yeah.
So hard I don't actually have one. If you don't know, now you know.
I hope you did. I know you did, didn't you?
I accidentally did. Because in the car...
Because you have to keep it real.
Listen, in the car, when I listen to that song, I say every word of the song.
Of course you do.
And so I was up there, I mean, it's just respect.
This is why I wanted to stop it, because I didn't want to talk about this. It was one of the worst moments of my life.
Of your life?
I'm with my, yes. I'm with my coworkers.
You just
okay?
don't like the song?
No, I love the song.
Oh, okay.
And when he at first said, like, the word with the A, I was just like, come on, Siege. And I saw people like, like it was definitely a moment, and I was like,
are you
oh
sure
my
that they weren't
God.
Saying like, this white boy can run?
Exactly.
Some.
That's what I think it might have been.
It was a moment.
Because wow. Like I know every word to that song, so like I wasn't fucking around, you know. But just every word, I wasn't supposed to say every word of it. And I didn't. It was just the one that I messed up. It was just the one that I messed up. And then I see people in the audience doing like the cut, cut sound. Like, you know, cut their neck. You know, the
right,
cut, cut, cut. And I was like, oh, shit, oh, shit. And
yeah,
so,
me
you know,
and one of my friends, we were telling him, like, yo, like, stop. And then he did. And then everyone
and
loved
then
him
I
again.
Did. And then the way I was doing it then, if you don't know, now you know. And then point the mic at them.
Oh, did they do it?
No. But I think it was a good effort. I think it was a valiant effort. And, you know, that word you just, maybe you could just not say at all. And not
exactly.
Point a mic
at
someone.
It was.
You know,
okay.
So it was,
I'm going to do my karaoke.
It was
song
hard. I was trying to fit in an environment.
It was a moment.
What's your top karaoke?
25 years and I'm laughing. Well, no, that's not. I thought it was and I'm laughing still. But it's and my life is still.
Wow.
Trying to get up that great big hill of hope. I like doing that one because I can be real crazy. It's like, hey, yeah, yeah. Like, I like that.
That's a good choice.
What's yours? You have one?
Oh, yeah. I got a few. My number one is probably Poison, Talk Dirty to Me.
Wow.
That's a weird choice.
That's a fucking great choice.
No, that maybe. I don't even know. I can't even think what it is because it's from the 80s.
Well, you make it sound like a really long time
ago. Like, maybe.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up.
Oh,
is that
dang.
Cool?
All right, because we were like,
you didn't
looking
get...
up songs
oh, here
for
we go.
Karaoke.
Okay. That's good, yeah.
Banger.
Are you gonna do it?
You want me to? I don't know.
Ah!
You know I never seen you look so good. You never act the way you should. But I like it. And I know you like it
okay,
too.
Okay. We're not doing it. But still.
Get the gist. I
that
definitely
great.
Get the gist. That's pretty good.
I think
that's
we're going to have a karaoke party soon.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks,
bye.
Y'all.